producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In the United States today, gun owners come in all shapes and sizes, all colors, all political leanings. I mean, it is truly a big umbrella. And most people never get to see that cross-section of life that is the American gun owner. So my next guest set out with his first book to start illustrating that. His first book was called God, Guns, and Guts. And he went out and he photographed gun owners of every stripe, showing, you know, from homeless people to movie stars, just how broad a spectrum of that is. Now he's got another book coming out called We the People. I am privileged to be in We the People. Joining me now, I think, from Ontario is Ben Phillippe. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. So when you started the God, Guns, and Guts book, and you literally went out all over the place, all over the United States, on the ground. You were not getting on jets and flying about in first class. You were driving around.
Yep.
How good of a time was that, and how did you find the gun owners? I mean, how did you find them and know that they were there to go find?
I was actually living in Los Angeles at the time. And I started, I really wanted to photograph and meet firearm owners. And so I actually started to post ads on Craigslist. You know, I know a few people there. I was new in the city. And I got back, I posted, I'd like to photograph you with your firearms. I'm doing a documentary about firearm owners. I want to get to know why you have guns, what makes you so interested in them. And I got back just a huge, overwhelming response of people. But first and foremost, in their emails, was, "Are you going to make me look bad?" That's what they asked me. And immediately, I started to get the sense that gun owners are there's a huge misconception, and people, you know, the public, a lot of the public, at least, look at them like there's something wrong with them. And immediately, I was like, "Wow, what's going on here?" So I worked hard to convince them that I didn't want to do anything other than document them and present them for what they were and get to know why they owned firearms. And so I started to meet people, and I started to photograph them, and it was just amazing. You know, I grew up with guns, and I always loved shooting, you know, controlling pests and stuff like that. But as I started to really get to know firearm owners and talk to them and get deeper and deeper into the subject, I just fell more and more in love with it, and I'm a huge gun firearm enthusiast today and a big supporter of the Second Amendment. And what started in Los Angeles photographing firearm owners and down by the L.A. River and in people's backyards and beside pools and, just anywhere we could do it, it's just sort of snowballed into me traveling across the country and photographing gun owners of all shapes and sizes and colors and everything. It just really turned me on and opened my eyes, and it was a great experience. It was a lot of fun.
Some of the pictures you took in God, Guns, and Guts, I mean, when you, like, there's one picture of some guy looking like he's standing in front of the back end of a garbage truck, topless, with an enormous rifle on there. He's toting an enormous rifle. Did you ask him to do that, or that's just ways? Take this picture there, Ben. This is what I want to put out there.
Well, he was a garbage man. I was in Missouri, actually in the town of Butler, Missouri, and his name was Spud. And he's about, I believe he's 72 years old, and he's built like a rock. He is pure muscle. He got into the garbage business because he absolutely fell in love with picking up garbage, and he built a garbage dump in his backyard. So he would live in his house, and in his backyard was his garbage dump, and he bought this truck, and he would drive around picking up garbage. And this guy's an amazing, amazing guy. He's just a ton of fun to talk to, and everyone in the town knows him. Anyhow, through a friend of mine in the town of Butler, Missouri, I heard about him. We met, and he's a firearm owner. And I said, you know, I'd love to take a photo of you with your firearm. And he showed up, and out of the back of his truck, he pulled out this .50 cal Barrett. And I was like, this is amazing. And the guy often does drive around without a shirt on. And so, you know, I said, you know, Spud, I really want to get a photo of you with your firearm. Yeah, it's a little, going to be a little provocative, but, you know, I don't want to change it too much, but you, that's your gun. You often drive around without a shirt on. He's incredibly muscular. He's tough. He's got his, it's all him, you know, everything there is him. And I got this great photo of him with the .50 cal with the garbage truck behind him. And I mean, that's Spud. And so, you know, I don't make things make believe, but I'll take it and tweak it a little bit, so to say. That was for my first book.
That was for your first book. And before we get to the next book, which we're going to talk about it, but I mean, from Spud, you went to Michael Madsen, the actor who was in Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs and everything. And this, you know, turns out this guy's a rabid Second Amendment constitutional dude. And although I noticed that when he was talking about the book in the video, I noticed that he was essentially the same character in Kill Bill and Reservoir Dogs he was when he was talking about the book.
Yeah, it's pretty refreshing, too. Pretty refreshing. You know, you get into Hollywood, and I can never speak for anyone in my book. I can never, you know, put words into their mouths and stuff like that. But the impression that I got, and Michael was through a friend of mine, which was through all the TV show that we'll get into, I hope. But I was privileged to send him some copies of my book, and he wrote back and said, you know, I'd love to appear in the new book. And obviously right there it said that, you know, he wasn't shy to be photographed with firearms and to say that, yes, I do support the Second Amendment, which you know, we do hear stories of people who star in action films in Hollywood and, you know, are bank robbers and, you know, protecting the president and jumping and dodging bullets and blowing up cars. And then the next thing you hear in real life, they're anti-gun, they're anti-Second Amendment. And it's just, you know, it sort of boggles my mind. You know, but here's a fellow, here's a true patriot who stands behind the characters he portrays and plays in his films. And he's not over-the-top Second Amendment, but he definitely owns some firearms, and he's proud of it. And it's a part of America which he thinks people need to understand. And if you just get to know it a little bit, and, you know, I think that's what your show's all about, Bill, is just get to know it a little bit, and there's really nothing wrong with it. Sure, there's a few people that are screwing it up for the rest of us, but in general, nothing wrong with it. But yeah, it was a real pleasure to include him in my book, and I'm really reaching out to people like that, prominent people, and this is for the new book, We the People, reaching out to prominent individuals who aren't shy to admit that they support the Second Amendment, and they think it's a wonderful, wonderful right, which we enjoy. So, yeah, it's been a great experience.
We're coming up on the first break. When we get back, I want to talk about the We the People book, and you know, we'll talk about your time when you were here. While Ben's been compiling We the People, and I suspect it's probably the same with God, Guns, and Guts. He drives around in a Toyota Yaris all around the country with a Toyota Yaris.
I actually got a new car. I got a pickup truck.
A pickup truck.
It's Toyota, but they are damn dependable cars.
Is it? Does it have a camper cover on it so you can put all of your camera equipment in?
I store that behind the seat, and then, you know, I often sleep in the back to keep costs down because I'm not a rich man. But
I understand.
Do what it takes.
You hang on for me. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to the author of God, Guns, and Guts and the upcoming We the People, Ben Phillippe, somewhere in Ontario with the circus, he told me the other day. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Bill.
Okay. Now, One thing that that we need to point out, now they're talking in the chat room that there's one person in the chat room that has God, Guns, and Guts.
Okay.
And they actually would, she would actually would have liked it if you'd put more verbiage with the pictures. Yeah. You're trying to let the picture speak for itself, aren't you?
In that book, I did, yes.
Now, there is going to be more verbiage in the We the People book, because quite honestly, when you came here to photograph me, I was thinking, good, I don't even have to do any thinking. I just have to stand here and not follow my face. And then you called me up and said, Bill, I need a few paragraphs for me to put beside the picture, which was painful.
Well, that's it. You know, off my first book, God, Guns, and Guts, I got a lot of feedback, a lot of criticism, and a lot of praise as well. And what I did is took all that and I'm putting it into my new book. And I'm still taking photos, making people look great, as good as I can, with their firearms. And I want it to be a positive portrayal of the Second Amendment, because that's just the way I want it to be. And I ask everyone to write 250 to 500 words about what the Second Amendment, freedom, and liberty means to them. And so I'm getting some incredible stories. Some of the people have in the book have really amazing stories of, in some cases, drawing their weapon to save a woman's life. In one instance in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I got a lady from New Orleans who went through Hurricane Katrina and was able to protect herself from the thugs and marauders and looters by sitting outside her bar in the quarter of New Orleans that was flooded, and with her shotgun, and she was able to sort of hold everyone at bay until finally the feds came and took away her guns at gunpoint, and basically just took them away, and then she never got them back. So I have her in there too, amazing story of survival, and then you know I got Mr. Colleen Noir in there, and I got Michael Madsen like we're talking about, and I've got Robert K. Brown, the publisher of Soldier of Fortune. I've got amazing people in there, and everyone writes 250 to 500 words about what Second Amendment liberty and freedom means to them, and I'm just getting really, really amazing stuff. I always try to ask it to be personal, and in your case, Bill, we have something very personal and powerful, I think. And,
yes, sir.
It really adds to the photograph, and it's really a big, colorful, heartfelt, and thoughtful celebration of the Second Amendment.
And one thing I need to point out, because I've gotten to peek behind the curtain of how Ben does these books. Now, he's driving everywhere he goes. So when he was with me in South Carolina and I called him 10 days later and he was in New Orleans,
yeah,
he'd been on the road.
Yeah.
And then he was headed straight from there to the West Coast and everything. But when he lands there, he actually takes a considerable amount of time with each person he's going to photograph and really delves into their story and everything. I think you spent about 5 or 6 hours here with me.
Yeah, no, I try to put in time with everyone and get to know them. Obviously, I get to know them a little bit beforehand, and sometimes I get to know them through reading about them on the Internet and in the news. But I try to put in some time with each person, and what I've also been doing is doing some filming, as we did, Bill. Guns.com, which is a pro-gun website, has been good enough to post the stuff that I film and get it out there, and it's been a great experience getting to know people, shooting photographs, asking for this personal text, 250 to 500 words, and then also getting to know them a little bit on video, trying to shoot something creative and clever with them, and I sort of roll one person to the next. It's a marathon out there. I've covered about 40,000 miles so far, I figure, and you know, sometimes I sleep in my car, simply in my truck, simply because I don't have, you know, if I get to a motel at midnight and I have to get up at 6, it's just hardly worth it, you know. It's hardly worth the money, and it's hardly worth getting into bed, and I might as well just crawl into the back, and I got a bed back there and stuff like that. I'm a bit of a road warrior. I know nothing really gets me down, you know. I guess a road warrior would be the right word.
One thing about you that I noticed, and Ben was my introduction to photography, because it really interested me in the craft which he puts out there. When he decided, I mean, my studio is relatively small, which is, it's actually just a bedroom. It's not a studio, it's a bedroom. And he said, well, I'm going to set up to take your picture, and You know, I said, do you need any help? And he said, no. And then he vanished for about 30 minutes getting the stuff out of the car. And he brought in a steady procession of equipment. I mean, he obviously, he works the picture. Taking a picture of somebody is, yeah, you can do it with your iPhone. But Ben is trying to, there's a difference between taking a snapshot and being a photographer. Ben is trying to find an essence, and I fully appreciated his craft when I watched him setting up. I expected you to pull out a big flash and stick it on the big on the top of a big camera and go say cheese and let it go with that. And but no.
Well, you know what, Bill? You know, I've been to SHOT Show and the NRA show and all that stuff, and you know what? I could photograph everybody at those shows right there, get it all done, bang, just like that. But instead of doing it the easy way, I travel and I photograph everybody in their environment. And, you know, as a photojournalist, and I'm really into what I'm doing, and I want to make, you know, I do want it to be an art book. I think the gun world needs more art. I travel around, and I set up, like with you, I set up my flash, and it's quite an ordeal. But, you know, the result is great. I'm really proud of the photographs. And then when I get the text from the people, you know, having made that connection, I think it's something really powerful, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm hoping that the firearms community will appreciate that, and it's not a $1.99 book that's going to be available at Walmart. You know, it's going to be a little bit more special than that, and I hope that it will go down in history as the greatest book ever made about the Second Amendment.
When we get back, let's talk about the Indiegogo campaign.
You bet. Thanks.
We're going to talk about the Indiegogo campaign with the book. There. Of course, since I'm in the book, I'll probably, you know, buy a copy a week until I run out of money. I don't know what I'm going to do with all of them, but I'll have plenty of them. I don't know if I'll ever be published in a book again, so I better take advantage of that while I can. You can find the We the People Facebook page and find out all about Ben's trials and travels and all the people he's photographed. He has truly photographed some characters. He's hung out with radio personality Rusty Humphries. I can't remember the YouTube channel, but that's all coming up when we get back. We're going to talk all about that and how you can get the rushes, you will, get a flavor for the book and figure out exactly what it's going to be about. That's already available to you. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. to get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Ben Phillippe, author of God, Guns, and Guts, and the upcoming We the People book. Now, if people want to take a look at the flavor of We the People, there's a couple of online places they can go and get some good samplings of that. Where would those places be?
The easiest way to do it, Bill, would be to go on my Facebook page. I actually posted something there this morning. So if you go on Facebook and go We the People book, you'll find my page, and you can click on the top link. I actually just put a note that I'm on your show too, Bill, live.
Cool.
And people can, you can open that. It's called Issue, and you open it and you can flip through the book. And I've put about 140 sample pages of what I've got so far. So it's, you know, there's a lot there to look at, and you'll get a good idea of what I'm doing. And that's about half of what will eventually be in the book. And it's going to be a hardcover, full size coffee table style book.
Right, and there's also a number of videos in there that you took, aren't there?
There are. Well, like we were saying, each time I visit someone, I try to shoot a video with them, and sometimes it's an interview, sometimes it goes a little bit further, but there are a number of videos that can be found on the Facebook page. I do have a website for the book, but it's still in its infancy, so it's not quite ready, and I'm not the kind of guy who can continuously update it. But a lot of my videos can be found on guns.com, which is a pro-gun website, and that's pretty easy to remember, guns.com. And then if you type my name, you'll just see all my stuff there. And they've been posting my videos and often photos as well with the text when people send it to me. I post it on my Facebook page, and they share it. And guns.com has about 2 million subscribers, and they have about, on their Facebook page, about 370,000. Fans, so it gets seen by a lot of people. I just posted something from Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., And he sent me his text, and it's excellent. If you read it, he talks about how when he put his hand on the Bible and said that he would protect the Constitution, and he says, I damn well meant it, you know, and he goes into why what it all means to him, the Second Amendment, freedom and liberty, and it's on my page, and I post that, and yeah, it's all there, but the best bet is to go on my Facebook page, We the People Book, and just click there, and if you like the page, like it, and you can follow me.
Is it fair to say that God, Guns, and Guts was sort of like a quest, a mission of discovery, while We the People is a reaction to what you found?
God, Guns, and Guts was the beginning of this this journey, and through it I learned a lot, fell in love with the Second Amendment, and I think with We the People I'm putting the final touches on what is a true celebration of the Second Amendment. And positive, bright, happy, trigger discipline, absolute throughout, and just you know, inspiring stories of what it means for Americans to have firearms. So
now, one thing we need to point out: nobody commissioned you to write God, Guns, and Guts. Nobody commissioned you to write We the People. You don't have a big book contract. This is all being put together on your dime. And you are a working photographer, so you do other jobs in addition to photographing for the book. Let's talk about Indiegogo.
Let's do it.
Indiegogo, is what's available on Indiegogo, is this a teaser or is this the full-blown book?
Well, this will actually be a limited edition book, so it will become, it will not be available once the book comes out. It's going to be signed and numbered by myself. There will only be a certain number of copies. And in supporting, in purchasing this book and by ordering it, you'll be supporting and helping me finish this book. So it will not be available once the book comes out. So, but you can go on the Indiegogo. And again, if you go on my Facebook page, you can find the Indiegogo link. I actually posted it there, thinking that people would go from this interview to the Facebook page and then be able to find the Indiegogo. And hopefully the Indiegogo explains everything. You got some things. You got different ways you can support me. You can see a lot of the sample pages. I have a video there basically explaining what I'm trying to do. And if you like what you see and you're a big supporter of the Second Amendment and you want a book that is going to sit on your coffee table for years and years and you can share it with your kids and your family and your friends, and you know, you might even give it to somebody who doesn't like guns, and hopefully they'll get it and start, you know, get interested in it and start shooting and fall in love with what we all love so much, and that is Second Amendment and shooting guns.
I think one of the things that your books do so well, and I know you've sent this to me before, but I want to put it in the show notes when I publish the podcast, so if you'll send me that link again for the Indiegogo link, I'll put that in the show notes for the show when it gets up there as a podcast.
Excellent. Yeah.
One of the things I think your books illustrate, you know, there's little old ladies there, there's bikini models, there's...
Yeah.
Guys that work with their hands, there's guys that work in offices. I mean, it's just a big cross-section of life that are gun owners that, with the exception of the pictures you've taken, most people don't know they own guns. Especially with some of the guns that some of these people pose with. Very hard to conceal a Barrett 50 caliber rifle from time to time. I've always found that to be a very tall order. And do the people that have been in your books and you know, in the upcoming We the People book and everything, you talked about earlier about, are you going to make me look bad? I mean, is that like this overriding reluctance that, well, I'm a gun owner, but I've never told anybody this?
Right. I try to set out as a, you know, I'm a photojournalist, and you know, I produced a TV show last year, but what I do is promote. I promote things, and when I fall in love with something or when I feel strongly about something, I try to promote it. And what I'm trying to do is promote the Second Amendment with this book, and in so doing, I'm trying to make firearm owners. I don't want to make them different than what they are, but I want to present them in a positive manner, and I want them to look good. So I want to get the lighting right, and like we talked about, I got a lot of equipment which I haul around with me, and I set up. I could just take a photo off the cuff and stick that in there, but I set it up and really try and present it and make it look good. And then with the text which comes with it, it's really a tribute to the Second Amendment. And I'm basically going around and trying to get people in their environment, presenting them in a real bright, positive manner, because I love the Second Amendment, and I think that it's about time that somebody set out there and did a book which was pro-Second Amendment, and do it and make the people look good, you know? I mean, make them look the way they are, but make them look good.
I wanted to glower at you when you were taking my picture, but you made me grin, so...
Well, Bill, you're a good-looking man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I'm in radio. I'm just stunning, stunning. Maui Jim and Costa are pursuing me for their sunglasses modeling gigs that are coming up. I am a stunning-looking guy.
You're a good-looking fellow, so, and it was a pleasure to be there. And, it wasn't hard. You know, some people, you really got to work with the lights to get the right angle. You, I mean, I set up that light, and I hit the button, and already I was like, wow, what a good-looking guy.
Ah.
I think you got a great photo, and your text is excellent. So.
Well, you know, you don't have to say all that. You'll be back on the show again. Don't worry about it. No need for all of that. I'm going to go to the Indiegogo. And I'm going to buy, I think I'm going to get the 3-book deal. You don't have a 2-book deal on there, so I guess I'll get the 3-book deal. I'm looking for a 2-book deal, but I guess I'll get the 3-book deal.
Yeah, and that covers all your Christmas and birthday gifts, hopefully, for the depending on how many people you have and how much family you have. It covers it all.
Well, I don't know exactly how many people would want it, but I've got a couple of guys in mind that might take it and say, oh, very nice. And
what a lot of people have done is that, you know, I have a few friends that are dentists and work in garages and stuff, and they bought a few copies and they put them on the table. And, you know, not only is it supporting me, but it's also people come and sit and they flip through the book, and, you know, they might pick something up. They might just realize that they should go out and give shooting a chance. And I love shooting. I love shooting. I love the Second Amendment. And I think this book hopefully inspires some people out there who might be sitting on the fence or never tried it and just fall in love with it.
All right. Hang on one more time for me. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation.
simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
One more time, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Lubricant Studio on a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I do so many things all the time where I discuss people that don't like you having guns and everything, that from time to time it is very refreshing for me to have somebody that's actually celebrating gun ownership in the United States. And probably the simplest and most artistic way of that is the way Ben Phillippe does it, by taking pictures and then publishing them in a book. I mean, you were talking about the environment in which somebody, joining us again, by the way, Ben Phillippe from Ontario, Canada right now. You were talking about how putting them, you're not really staging it so much as you're figuring out what their natural environment is and you stick them in it.
You bet.
And just let them basically be themselves and then and hit it. And that is really the story, isn't it? I mean, that's what part of photojournalism is, trying to take a picture with very few words added to it, let you just look at it and drink it in. And with gun owners, that's sometimes like an alter ego popping out, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I mean... You know, my job is really to, as a journalist, as a photojournalist, is to capture somebody and try and, in the photograph, sum them up in the photograph, you know, which is just hard to do. And with the text, it definitely adds a whole other dimension and completes the picture, I think. But, you know, for example, I went to Milwaukee and photographed Milwaukee Sheriff David A. Clark Jr. And we spent the afternoon together, and he got on horseback, and we rode around a neighborhood in Milwaukee, and I got a great photograph of him with his Glock sitting up top a hill overlooking Milwaukee, and he's a bit of a cowboy, and I think that the picture itself really sums this guy up, who he is, and then his text is absolutely fantastic when you read it. You know, I traveled to Seattle or to Bellevue, Washington, and I photographed Alan Gottlieb in his office where he works in front of some of the art, some of the gun art that he's accumulated over years, you know. So I got a great photograph of him holding this this amazing 1911, which was a gift to him for some of the work that he's done. Again, you know, I visited the Patriot Ordnance Factory in Phoenix, Arizona, and I photographed Frank DeSoma, this guy's amazing, and his son Cody in front of their truck with all the artwork they have on it at their offices. And I also did a tour of their factory as well and filmed it. But, you know, I'm getting them where they feel comfortable and trying to get them, really present them who they are, make them look good, and then with their text, which they add, so it's on the next page. Sometimes if it's a double-page spread, it will be on the next page, and then I'll add a photograph of something, you know, a Patriot Ordnance Factory. I photographed this skull, this cow skull, not a cow, but a sphere skull, which had been painted with the American flag, and I photographed it, and I have it next to the text, and it's just, everything is just, it's just an essence of what this guy's done, and who he is, his company, and why he believes so passionately in the Second Amendment.
Just out of curiosity, is there anybody that's ever contacted you along the lines about concerning We the People, or when you were doing God, Guns, and Guts, that you got out there and said, you know, I really don't want to get out there with you too much? I mean, is there anybody you stay away from?
Nope. I don't want to talk too much about that, but I photographed. I don't want to talk about that, but there's not really anybody. There's some people that have been. You know, I've asked people, and they're like, you know, I don't know if they are the best representative of the Second Amendment, but in general, I'm trying to present the culture for what it is. But I'll try and stay clear of absolute racists and very hateful people. And people that could be detrimental, I think, to the cause. But in general, I'm pretty open-minded guy, and I mean, I see the best in everyone. And when I meet people, I've just had such a great time meeting people and spending some time with them. And most of the people I photograph, I'm in good contact with, and you know, I feel as though we've had a good relationship afterwards, Bill. And it's been about a year now, or no, less than a year. But you know, I just enjoy a lot of the people I photographed and stay in good contact with them. And there's very few people that I would stay clear of.
Well, the reason I ask that is because depending on who it is on any given day, somebody that would be considered controversial.
Right.
By some people might be considered epic by other standards with other people. So, I mean, it must really be sort of a... something that you have to wade through.
Yeah. 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 And you know, I'm somebody, I'm independent. I don't work for anyone. I'm not doing this for anyone other than I want to celebrate the Second Amendment, and I want to celebrate the diversity of it, you know. And I've got some fellows in there that are gay. I've got some people that have actually had sex changes and stuff like that, and everyone in my book are patriots, and I want to present, and I think it's about high time that we as gun owners and as believers and supporters of the Second Amendment, it's time that we embrace the diversity of this nation and of America and who we are. And again, everyone I photographed, they're all wonderful people. They all love guns. They all love the Second Amendment. They love freedom. They love liberty. And you know, I'm not going to photograph people that are insane or incredibly racist and close-minded and. But I will definitely celebrate the diversity, and I think if anything, that's the way forward with any culture, with any topic, with any subject. I think we need to embrace the people around us as much as possible, within reason, obviously. But yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't embrace ISIS in any way, but whatever.
Well, I don't know. There might be some, you know. That's another story, though. We'll talk about that another time. As far as God, Guns, and Guts, how can people find that? We're going to run out of time here shortly, so how do they find that one if they'd like to check that out?
God, Guns, and Guts is on Amazon. You can find it. You just type in the name. It did lead to a TV show called God, Guns, and Automobiles on History Channel. We're still in discussion about a second season, but it featured the man on the cover and his brother, Mancow, and the guy on the cover is Mark Muller, who's a true patriot. And a good friend of mine. And for We the People, the Indiegogo page, you can purchase a limited edition book, which will not be available once it comes out. And you can also be in the book. I'll be doing another trip in October all over the country. And if you want to be in this book, it's a great way to share your story. If you have a gun company, a firearms company, tools, whatever, it's a great way to even advertise to a degree. Although it is not an advertising book, it's an art book. It celebrates the Second Amendment. And it will go down in history as the greatest book ever made about the Second Amendment.
And this is also going to be available on Amazon?
It will eventually be available on Amazon. It's going to be coming out in January 2015. It will certainly be available all over the place in stores, hopefully at Cabela's and Bass Shop Pro and stuff like that. But definitely you'll hear about it. The best way to stay in contact right now is to go on my Facebook page for the book, We the People book. And you can stay in contact that way.
Maybe I could. we just got a Cabela's here in town. Maybe I'll approach them and say, hey, I'm in the book. Perhaps you'd like me to be here to sign a few.
I don't see why they wouldn't put it in there. Right up the alley.
Ben Phillippe, you can find him on Facebook. You can find the We the People book page on Facebook. Go check that out. Get a taste that way. You can find some of his work on guns.com. God, Guns and Guts, available on Amazon, and the upcoming We the People book. As we get closer and closer, we will have him back on and hear more about his trials and travels, because he is a traveling man, taking the photographs and learning the stories. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you and your show, and thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. You stay safe.
I will.
All right. Very good photographer he is. He's the one that introduced me to photography. And the way he does it is, you know, it's through the lens of his eye, but then he takes what he sees through the lens of his eye and puts that into the camera somehow, and translates that into the finished image. It's very interesting to watch him work. And especially with his subject matter, because most of gun photography is what they would refer to in the industry as gun porn, where they set up elaborate sets and all this other stuff, and turntables and sliding dollies and rolling dollies, and circle the gun with immaculate lighting and all this other stuff to make the gun look like, you know, wow, look at that gun. And he's gone beyond that. He's the gun is just the commonality of his subjects. And he's very much focused on the people that own them. And it's going to be an honor and a privilege when that book comes out. It's going to be a little stunning, too. I don't know what's going to happen. We'll see. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. Tomorrow we'll be joined by the Tac Daddy from Google Plus, Kevin. Remember this, it's never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Our big story. Gun owners react as politicians continue to ban high-capacity magazines state by state.
I think that these weapons ought to be stopped.
Magazine restrictions have already happened in 9 states. Staffed with formal special operations personnel, GunMagWarehouse.com is the only company that specializes in gun magazines. GunMagWarehouse.com has the largest selection of the magazines you should stock up on. Go now to GunMagWarehouse.com before it happens in your state. Get it before you regret it.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues, with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?